Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Anybody do anything this weekend?
My son, it was my son's birthday.
Oh,
he had his first.
Happy belated.
Thanks. Yeah, it was like his first birthday party in 2 years, you know,
because no rides, one had birthday. Skydiving.
We did some zip lining.
Whoa. Zip lining.
Yep.
That's cool.
It was fun.
Like at home zip lining that you
put
up?
No, I'm not. I'm not whip. I do
house.
Not have that. Yeah. No.
Come by.
Yeah. We should have practiced. But yeah, there's a place in near Hinsdale called Go Ape.
And it's in
a national preserve park. And yeah, it's fun.
That's not the one in Lamont, though.
No, there's a bunch of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know Go Ape. I live out that way, too.
It's in Bemis Woods. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think I know Bemis Woods, too. Interesting.
There's a Bemis Woods, huh?
I'll have to go there.
Yeah, it's fun.
How was your weekend, Whip? Any big baseball wins?
No, but some baseball losses. Also had a dance recital yesterday.
Ooh.
So everything was good.
That
was
that
a win.
Go?
Yeah, I killed it. I killed it. Slayed.
You do modern interpretive, don't you?
Both. It's a hybrid model of both of those.
Okay. And ballroom? Was this a ballroom weekend for you?
Ballroom dance? That was Saturday night. Yeah. Right. So the other stuff you said was yesterday. Yeah, it was very busy. The most important thing I actually did, though, was after all this stuff, I'm like, crap, that Friends thing is on this week, and I don't think I have HBO. So I went and ordered HBO Max last night and made sure that I'm all set.
How do you not have... I feel like you had that before to watch something else.
I had HBO a long time ago, forever, and I think I was like in the mood to not spend money for no reason one day. So I'm I think
canceled
I could knock
everything.
$20 off my bill or whatever, so I canceled it a couple years ago. But now I just got it back.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that day for the... Is it 27th? That's
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thursday. Get yourself ready to watch that. And Violetta, quick weekend to Serbia and back?
No, not exactly. But since my dad is in Serbia, I slapped on my waitressing apron again.
Yes.
And I helped out at the new restaurant at my parents' restaurant, Mis Moles. So now
wait
I
a
know
minute, your
all
parents have a new restaurant
well,
now?
No, I mean, it's no, but they're there still somehow all the time. So they help them out at the Mexican restaurant.
Wait a minute. So your Serbian parents used to run a Serbian restaurant, close the Serbian restaurant to start working part time at the Mexican restaurant.
Basically, you know, the retirement plan didn't go according to plan.
Okay.
So now we make tamales and tortillas.
All right.
So I actually made my first tortilla over the weekend, which was cool. You have this little device you press down on and just smashes the dough.
Wow.
Tortilla press, I think it's called.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
Wow.
So it was kind of scary, you know, getting back in my waitressing days, but it was fun.
Sure.
Good to have a fallback.
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
I made a bunch of margaritas for other people, and they looked really refreshing.
What a weekend you guys had.
Nice.
What about you?
Nikki's ziplining, Whip's ballroom dancing. Violetta has taken up part-time work at a Mexican restaurant. You turn away for, you know, one day, and look what happens to you.
I know. My feet are still killing me.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. My good friend Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons. There he is right there, the guy that has hot dogs in his fridge and makeup in his bathroom. You know Dan Reynolds is wearing some makeup.
He might.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what kind of makeup would you say Dan Reynolds is wearing?
Like a concealer powder.
Okay.
Or maybe some bronzer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's... Does that qualify as makeup? Bronzer?
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to put it on with the brush.
All right. Alex Rodriguez, the baseball star who just got dumped by Jennifer Lopez, who, boy, really took some time to herself before she dove back into a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. No rebounding.
She barely finished lunch before she was in a new relationship with Ben Affleck. Alex Rodriguez announced a lineup of makeup for men, and so I thought, okay, well, if there's one makeup that every guy should be using, we don't have a clue, what would that makeup be there? Barbara, what would you suggest?
Eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
Mm. Ooh,
that eyeliner would go a long way on a man. What does eyeliner do?
I think it just makes you look sexier and edgier.
That's what we're going for, sexy and edgy.
Yeah.
I had to wear, remember that billboard where they made me dress as Billy Joe from Green Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
So I had to wear a ton of eyeliner in that billboard. Whip, do you have any concept of how long that takes to get off?
Nope.
Well, you like know what? 6 months it
I
took to come
say,
off.
I used to do theater back in high school, and we had to wear makeup.
Yeah.
And that would seem like it would be there for
yours
a month.
Yours was more Shakespearean, though. Mine was more punk rockish.
But I would feel like it would be on there for a month, no matter what you did, and you would end up with a face full of zits.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I could not find anything to get that eyeliner off. That stuff was like permanent.
That is so
funny. Like 3 months later, I would go into a restaurant and they'd be like, your table's ready, madam. Like, man.
That's a compliment.
Victoria, if there was one piece of makeup that a man should be wearing, what is it?
I think it should be normalized for men to wear concealer.
Concealer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, just cover up their little blemishes, dark circles under the eyes.
Right. Yeah, we've got all those for sure. For sure. And do you think that you would be able to convince most men to go along with that program? Like if one fell, we'd all fall?
I think so, because it can be pretty subtle and you only need a little bit on your problem areas.
See, oh
if
my.
You have them.
Right. Right. The whole thing is a problem area.
Let me tell you, Victoria, you know what my problem area is? My face. It is one big-ass problem area. Thank you for the input. 312-233-1019. You notice, Mr. Ferguson, I've noticed you have a couple of problem areas. The primary one being your face, and the second problem area is your entire body.
Just two problems.
But if we can fix those two problem areas, I think you'll be good to go.
Aww. Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three things trending on Twitter to start off your Monday morning at number three.
Billie Eilish announced her North American arena tour dates for 2022. She's going to have 32 shows from...
She didn't announce them, though. She whispered them. She's like, Chicago.
So it's going to be...
What'd she say? Can't hear her.
32 shows from February to April, and then she's going to take 2 months of a break before hitting Europe for 18 more shows. She's going to be in our area, well, first in Detroit on March 12th, and then at the United Center on March 14th, 2022.
United Center, March 14th. Can anybody hear what she's saying? I can't hear what she's saying. The whispering Billie Eilish, trending on Twitter, number two.
Megan and Machine Gun Kelly are amongst the stars at the Billboard Music Awards last night, and they packed on the PDA.
Oh, my God, it was gross.
Some intense kissing and just kind of licking each other, mostly, but yeah. That was...
They were licking each other?
Yeah, they were, but that was to show off Kelly's painted black tongue, which was his accessory for the night. Machine Gun Kelly took home Top Rock Artist of 2021.
Whip, everything is...
Nothing is normal and everything is weird.
Yeah.
That's just gross. They're just gross.
They're going to burn out, by the way.
Yeah,
burn out real quick.
I feel like when you're this hot and you do crazy stuff all the time.
Like, yep. Each other's blood and lick each other on the red carpet.
Branding.
Give it a month.
Weirdness, branding, and trending on Twitter. Number one.
Pink wasn't the only parent that brought their kids to the BMAs last night. Drake and his son shared a sweet moment as the three-year-old joined him on stage as he accepted the Artist of the Decade Award. It was their first public appearance together or event, and it was very unique because the singer doesn't normally bring him around.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
It really was.
Drake it up. Thank you.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
The Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly story about, you know, that couple, maybe you were out with them this past weekend, you know, or maybe you are that couple that displays a little too much public affection because they were pouring on the PDA heavy reportedly at the Billboard Music Awards to the point that Machine Gun Kelly was actually licking her.
Yeah.
Now, do you have friends like that? Come on, folks. 312-233-1019. You know that one couple.
I always think go ahead, sorry.
You know that one couple, like when you go out and you know it's just a matter of time at dinner before she's sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
You were saying?
That Will Ferrell skit from Saturday Night Live where they were in the hot tub together and he'd always go, lover.
That was called The Lovers.
The Lovers. Like that, it was so uncomfortable because they'd be in a hot tub, which is not a place you want to experience.
It's interesting you bring that up because that also starred Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore.
That's right.
I have a Drew Barrymore story
in
about 2 seconds of doing exactly what we're talking about. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
You know what? For helping us out, Christina, on a Monday, because people move slowly on a Monday, and when you participate on a Monday, it pays off. For helping us out with the story, you get a prize, okay?
I love it.
How about that?
Yay.
Nice. Yeah. See, Christina took the time to participate on a Monday, and it pays off because you get a little PDA. Who is it?
So it's not a friend couple, but this is like a throwback story. We had a millennium party when I was like 10, 11 years old.
Right.
And I had all my friends over because like my parents had like 50 people over. My aunt and uncle got wasted. And we just remember
my uncle's hands were like down my aunt's pants.
Oh, oh my God. My Lord. What is
this? Oh, erase that.
This is worth the wait. Oh, boy. Both hands or just one? Is he down there just working it
for more detail?
One hand was doing one work, and then there was another hand somewhere else.
Oh, he's got a lot of action going.
Oh,
a lot
my
of
God.
Checking for weapons.
Yeah, and then at midnight, they were making out, and they're like, is this how your family parties usually are? I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in love.
Man.
Aunt and uncle, a couple of shots of tequila, and the groping begins. And you're permanently
and
scarred from the
now.
Experience, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 30, so yeah. This is 20 years
I
ago.
Mean, I think I'm scarred.
Do you ever run into, you see the aunt and the uncle pretty often?
Oh, all the time. They're at our lake house all the time.
Yeah.
It's literally.
Do they continue
so
with this behavior, or was this a one-time shot?
I feel like on, like, special occasion
right.
parties, all my aunts and uncles, like,
right.
go all out.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I guess they're happily married.
Boy, it's going to be a hell of a time at the lake house on 4th of July this year.
Ooh.
Watch out. A
lot of fireworks.
Hugh Grant recalls the really bizarre time Drew Barrymore made out with him at a restaurant for 10 minutes.
Mm. Exactly.
10 minutes?
What?
Mm-hmm. The star was a guest on the Drew Barrymore show last week. I have no idea how that show's still on the air. It's
no,
terrible.
I'm surprised.
It's
during
really
the
terrible.
Visit, the host, Drew Barrymore, brought up a time many years ago when she drunkenly spotted the actor at the Waverly Inn restaurant in New York City and promptly started making out with him despite the fact that they weren't dating and barely knew each other.
Wow.
Wow. One of the most moments that I had, some of the most moxie. I don't think we've ever talked about this. I walked into the Waverly Inn, said Drew. This was years ago, and I'd had a few drinks, and I walked in, and I ran into you, and instead of saying hello, I grabbed you by the collar and started fully kissing you.
Mm.
Hugh smiled through the retelling of the story, then succinctly replied, yes, I remember that.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Yeah, Lil Nas X had a little bit of an issue on Saturday Night Live when his little bitty pants exploded off his body.
They were little bitty pants.
You know, you can only gyrate to a certain degree in those pants before there's going to be a pants explosion.
Yeah, you think you would know that.
But you just don't know what area is going to happen. Is it the front, at the back? Where is it going to come from?
Ripped his pants right off his body. He's like, all right, okay, fine. Maybe I put on a little bit of weight. These pants used to fit just fine.
Yeah.
John Krasinski, same thing. He's like, you know, all right, fine. I was in COVID lockdown. I was with the kids. Sure, we were having microwave popcorn 31 times a day.
Yeah.
All right, it might have taken a toll on my body, but his wife had to finally step in and go, enough. Enough. Pull it together, John. 312-233-1019. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
The moment you realized you put on a little bit of weight.
Well, it was because my daughter got into photography and wanted to do a photo shoot, and I knew I was gaining little by little. And it wasn't until I saw those pictures of my arms, and I thought, oh, good God. So I
Oh, good God.
I proceeded to go on a diet, lost 45 pounds.
Wow,
there you go.
Congrats.
And sometimes it's the pictures that catch you at angles that you normally don't see yourself.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, hey.
But the camera adds 10 pounds.
Right.
Wow, look at that. Elizabeth, the moment you realized, okay, you put on a little bit of weight.
I was over at my in-laws visiting, and my sister-in-law lives with them, and she asked me if we were having another baby.
Oh, wow.
I'm 44.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're having another baby. No. I just had three lunches. That's all.
A
little bloated.
Baby.
Just a little bloated.
Hold on there, James.
We've been there.
Hey, Allie, the moment you realized, all right, I might have put on a little weight.
Yeah, last weekend was my birthday, and so we went for a big dinner. And after dinner, I looked at my husband, and I'm like, oh, man, I feel fat. And my four-year-old looks at me and goes, yeah, you look fat.
Well, yeah, sometime you need the honesty.
Kids.
Man.
Sometime you need the honesty to just lay it on you.
Brutal.
James, you realize you put on a little extra weight.
Yeah, my wife was driving. She hit a pothole, and it tickled.
Oh, my God.
You should see the confused look on Violetta's face. Yeah. Did it tickle and jiggle at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
One caused the other.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Hit a pothole. Things tickled and jiggled. It's time to get back in shape.
Okay.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Let's focus on something we can all agree on, that we enjoy. Summer.
Yeah.
More than 86% of respondents shared that they're looking for a partner who is blank. Who is what, Deb?
Employed.
Employed, you would think, right?
No. That's a good one.
No. Oddly enough, that's not it, Deb.
Weird.
The sign of the times. 86% of people are looking for a partner who is what, Kathleen?
Vaccinated.
That's the one.
Oh.
It's a hot vax summer.
Yeah.
Hot vax summer. Is. With all the activities, you got Lala, you got all these different shows, you got baseball, you got parks, you got boating.
That's right.
Everybody getting out, wanting to be vaccinated. 86% of respondents share they're looking for a partner who is vaccinated. Agree with that, Kathleen?
I do agree with that.
Very nice. Oh. Are you vaccinated?
I am,
there
and I'm
you
looking
go.
For someone who is, too.
Oh, you are.
Right. Well, this is interesting that you say that, because dating apps say that being vaccinated is leading to many more matches. According to The Verge, Tinder, Match, OkCupid, Bumble, and Plenty of Fish are encouraging members to get vaccinated. They say it leads to more swipes and matches based on their research.
Hmm.
Some of the services allow users to post vaccine badges to show they've been vaccinated, like on Tinder. Members can add stickers to their profile that read, Getting Vaxxed and Vaccine Saves Lives. OkCupid members can add the I'm Vaccinated profile badge. Match and Bumble can add a vaccinated badge to their profile as well.
Yeah, you want to be safe.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
When
and,
you're hooking up.
Especially when you're going to hook up all over the country. There is a guy now who's trying to do 50 dates in 50 states.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, my goodness, wow. Yeah.
Matthew Wernig of North Dakota is going on 50 dates in 50 states. He joined dating apps in January and then took off for the dates in a custom-painted truck that reads 50 dates in 50 states.
You know what would be really weird here?
What's that?
Let's say if he's on state...
What's really weird here other than this?
The whole story.
More weird.
The whole story. But it could be interesting if, like, on date number 22, he really likes the person.
Right.
He's like, I really don't want to find anybody
else. I don't want to leave Rhode Island.
Yeah, I've got to go through
that.
28 more.
Yeah,
I love me some Vermont.
Yep. Yeah, you just take him with to the other 50 states.
To the other dates.
And then you take him on the date with the other guests.
You show up in West Virginia, you're like, I was thinking of a threesome and I got Vermont with me.
I
don't think that works.
I work in Utah.
Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Time of the weekend wrap-up stories to get your weekend or make your weekend complete, get your week started the right way. You know, pertinent, important, necessary information. Okay, none of that. We'll see what you think. Did you hear that Microsoft is retiring Internet Explorer starting in 2022? So that's gone.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know it was still around.
Yeah, I didn't either. Not enough people did, obviously.
I Google Chrome it. What do you guys do?
I use Firefox sometimes.
Yeah. Chrome.
Chrome.
Can I tell you
or
a funny
Safari.
Google thing real quick that I meant to mention like
everybody
4 hours
Everybody heads up.
Ago?
Funny Google stuff
it's
coming.
It's not even funny. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
So I had to call my car dealer over the weekend. No big deal.
Just to catch up?
Well, yeah. Just hey, how you guys doing down there at the garage? Good? Good to hear. See ya. No, I had to call him for a second. So, you know, you Google the number and then it says call and then you can hit the button and you just call that way. So I did that through Google and when it rang, before it rang, it said, Google will be recording this phone call for quality. Like, Google will be recording this phone call. Not like the telemarketer you're calling or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's new.
Mm. Yeah, but
I think it's new that they're telling you.
Well, exactly. I think that little message is new. That's
because
what I'm trying to say.
Probably some lawyer somewhere said you should probably start telling people we've been doing this for years.
Right. Now, if you call the credit card company or whatever, they put you on hold, they may record it. But Google recording it, novel to me.
Who wants pancakes? Anybody like pancakes?
Yeah,
I'll take
butter.
Them.
You like burritos and chicken sandwiches, too?
Yes.
Then get them all at IHOP. Mm. IHOP is launching a new restaurant chain. Business Insider says IHOP is launching a new chain called Flipped. Flipped, which is what we had an old news guy thought that was Whip's name for a while.
He called me Flip for an entire week, I think, and I didn't correct him.
Oh, what's new, Flip?
Yeah, why would I correct him?
Yep.
That was great. They're going to sell takeout pancakes and bowls, as well as burritos, chicken sandwiches, wraps, egg sandwiches, and much, much more.
Oh, you made my stomach growl.
Yeah. Ready for Flipped. You know, we were talking SNL over the weekend, too. Earlier this morning, Lil Nas X, we had the discussion, his pants exploded off his body.
Yes.
Yeah.
SNL's
mid-song.
Biggest stars sparked exit buzz with emotional moments during the show.
Yes.
The Big Four came out and just opened the show, which made many wonder, is this their last one?
Yeah.
And they were all
McKinnon,
crying.
Kate McKinnon, Kenan Thompson, Cicely Strong, and Adie Bryant.
Yep.
if Kenan Thompson left, that would be huge news because he's, I think, the longest running cast member ever.
And it feels 17 years.
Yeah, I think it feels kind of like he's just going to be there forever, but maybe not.
And they were all tearing up the whole time.
Yeah.
An NBC source told Page Six that Saturday's episode wasn't meant to be a final sign-off for anyone and that contracts for next season won't be decided until later in the summer.
Mm. Mm. What about Pete Davidson, too? Because he was kind of in that, and they were making a joke about how he isn't actually there, and I couldn't tell if it was a joke or not.
Yeah, right. I think they have a problem with him showing up a lot of times.
Right.
I think he's got a lot of problems.
Ben Affleck allegedly had ghostwriters pen his love letters to Jennifer Lopez to get her back.
What?
Guy's got an Academy Award for writing. He's like, I didn't actually write any of that, though.
Makes you question everything from his career, doesn't it?
Yeah. A lot of questions.
Now, you're not just a pretty face there, are you, Ben?
Where you know what? I wonder if I still have that. Where even... Even Family Guy did something on that about how Ben doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Maybe I have that? What would that be under, Swanee? Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. What movie did they do together?
Goodwill Hunting?
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, my God. We're such dorks.
How do you like them apples?
You beat me to it.
Matt Damon. I don't see it. I'll try to find it for you. Yeah, so reportedly he had a ghostwriter do that for him in order to make sure he got Jennifer Lopez back. There's a school that's edited yearbook pictures in New York. Did you hear this story?
I did see this.
New York Post says, well, it's actually a Florida school. Florida's Bertram Trail High School went viral over the weekend when they edited 80 yearbook pictures. Many of the pictures were of young women with low-cut tops. The school says they were justified in editing the pictures because they violated the dress code. I think they put, like, little smiley faces over their cleavage. Seriously, I think that's what they did.
Go ahead. One I saw looks like she's wearing a completely different shirt. Mm-hmm. Like, they just put... They raised it over her, like, chest area.
I thought you meant they got to, like, filters on it, which I'm like, oh, yeah, they should totally filter everyone.
No. They didn't try to make them look better, Viola. Yeah.
They tried to eliminate them.
Yeah. They weren't sitting around going, you know what, let's filter everybody so they look really sweet and awesome.
Yeah.
The average person will spend $111 each month and over $13,000 over 10 years on their pet.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I believe it.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Still thinking about getting a dog, Nikki?
Yep. We had one at the house this weekend.
Oh,
what?
Dry run?
Well, yes. Yeah. It peed on the floor instantly.
So not a dry run.
Not very dry at all.
All right, well, that's expensive right there. This is even more expensive. Parents expect to pay at least $26,000 annually to send their kids to college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Pets and kids. Expensive,
huh? Very expensive. This one out of Texas. A Texas man who chased a woman naked through the woods says it was all just a misunderstanding.
It always is.
You guys, this was a misunderstanding. Let's have everybody go back home. Yes. This never happened.
Not playing naked tag? What?
A man who allegedly pursued a female hiker through the Sam Houston National Forest in the nude claims he was only naked because he had to poop. The man identified as 53-year-old Scott Alexander Stevens has been charged with disorderly conduct. He says there's a completely reasonable explanation why I'm running after her while naked.
Makes sense.
I got to poop.
Right. What are you supposed to do?
Everyone takes their clothes off when they poop, apparently. I don't know.
Right. And finally, a new study out of Seoul. That would be in Korea. Seoul, Korea's wastewater now holds an unexpected amount of Viagra.
What?
Mm-hmm. Scientists detected particularly high levels of Viagra. Its ingredients such as sildenafil, tadalafil, and a bunch of other fills in wastewaters, not to be confused with Phil Fox, who called us Friday.
Dr. Phil.
Or Dr. Phil. They detected it in wastewater on weekends in Gangnam, which is, I believe, where Gangnam Style came from.
That's right. Home of Psy.
So many.
Right.
Tie-ins.
A neighborhood known for nightclubs and red light businesses. We estimate that the amount of consumption was 31% higher than in areas with fewer nightlife spots. Hence the reason a lot of guys are taking Viagra, then peeing in the streets. It's getting in the water system.
Ew.
You know the rest of the story.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Ready, Violetta?
Yes.
And number three.
It's Chicago's favorite stepbrother's birthday. Chicago is wishing native John C. Riley a happy 56th birthday today.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Yes. And funny. Hilarious.
Shake and bake. Funny.
I wonder if we can get him on Three Questions with
my
podcast.
That's right. you'll have to fight me for him.
I got Topher Grace on there.
I heard. How was he?
He was great. In fact, one of the Three Questions with where I only ask him three questions. That's the whole podcast, just me asking him three questions. One of them, he paused and he said, I've never been asked that question before.
Wow. You broke Topher Grace.
I broke Topher.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
You're like the next Oprah.
John C. Reilly would be good.
He would be really fantastic.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Gwen Stefani took fans along on her journey to clean out fiancé's Blake Shelton's closet yesterday. Fascinating, I know, on Instagram Live. She posted a couple of pictures of her trying on his flannel shirts and implying not making the cut.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Getting rid of all those flannels.
Everybody needs somebody to help purge their closet.
Oh, I love throwing other people's stuff out.
There you go. And trending on Twitter, number one. Yeah.
The first trailer for Eternals starring Angelina Jolie and Kit Harington is finally here. And I, like, freaked out when I saw this. I didn't even know it was a movie coming out. And as soon as I saw it, it gives you that, like, Marvel superhero vibe mixed with Game of Thrones. It's very cool, and it looks like it might change my life.
Changing lives, that is it.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Text topic of the daytime, about an hour ago, we were talking about George Clooney saying his history is haunting him, that his wife Amal has begun to watch him on ER when he played Dr. Doug Ross, and after every episode, she looks at him with disgust.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of person are you? He's like, it's a character. I was playing a character.
Yeah.
He's paying the price for it, though. His history haunts him. So we said, okay, what from your history haunts you to this day? No one will let you forget about it. Text it in, 60123. Best one wins a prize. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read you the finalists here. Whip's going to pick the prize because I have a feeling I know exactly which one he'll pick.
Okay.
And I think when you guys hear it, you'll know, too.
Okay.
So Nikki, pick your favorite. Yep. Violetta, pick your favorite. Whip's going to pick the winner.
All right.
Your history haunts you. You ready?
Yes.
My high school boyfriend threw up on me at our after prom party. Stays with her to this day.
Yeah.
I was dressed as the Energizer Bunny and danced to the I'm Just a Love Machine in a water ski show tournament that was on ESPN. No one lets me forget about it.
Wow.
Wow.
I was on my high school basketball team and I shot at the wrong basket and made it.
Oh, man.
His history haunts him.
His history haunts him. In my 20s, on a camping trip, my friend threw a sausage at me from 50 yards away and hit me in the neck, and since that day, I've been sausage neck. I did amateur mud wrestling with the Chicago Knockers once, and my husband will never let me forget it. She was a knocker.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mud wrestling with the Knockers.
Once.
Yeah. That's enough.
One season or just one match and done?
Chicago Knockers. I was in sixth grade gym class. We were all lined up at our squads for attendance. Right as it got quiet, a fart slipped out. Oh. I had no idea, so I turned around and looked at the girl behind me and said, "Oh, my God, you're so gross." I'm 43 and still feel terrible about singling her out.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. When I was 23 and chilling on a summer night with my boyfriend, I shared a fifth of warm brandy and got the runs. My last name is Buchan. As a freshman in college, I threw up in a fraternity house the first week of school and forever was known as Puke and Buchan.
Yeah. Oh, that's a given.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a given.
And finally, I got picked to play a game on the Bozo show. While standing on stage waiting to come back from commercial, I had an accident on stage. I had to run off the stage crying.
Oh.
The children who played the game can be seen leaping over my puddle of pee on the stage.
Oh, horrible.
Who's it going to be, Nikki?
Oh, these are really good. And I thought I had one chosen, but peeing on Bozo show. That's mine.
I got to go with sausage neck.
Whip.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Chicago Knockers.
What?
You want Bozo's a good one, too.
You and your soft-sided little kid peeing on the Bozo show? You didn't even pick that one?
That's true.
Well, people had to jump over to kids' poor pee?
You know what? Do we have two prizes?
All right. Fine.
How about two prizes?
Doesn't this have Whip written all over it?
I feel badly for the oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean,
you're scarred for life, for sure.
But he went with Chicago Knockers.
He can't stop thinking about the Knockers.
He went left turn on the Knockers.
He wants the mud-wrestling Chicago Knocker woman.
No, but he always goes boobs.
Yep.
He does.
Tell me more about these Chicago Knockers.
Right. I thought that's what you were going to think you're I was right. going to say.
You're right. All right. So we'll give two. We'll give one for the
Perfect.
Poor three-year-old who peed on the Bozo stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, or Whip's favorite, you know, the Chicago Knocker mud wrestling woman.
I mean, both such interesting stories and yet so different.
What do we have for both of those, Violetta?
Okay, you've won $100 gift certificate.
Chicago Knockers.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.